The meeting's called to order at 5:09. I'm going to be the chair and the secretary for this one time. I'm going to call Roe, and then after I call Roe, I'm going to ask for volunteers to be the secretary and the chair. Okay, so I'm going to take attendance. Teresa Allen. Wesley Bethune. Adriana Kasanov. And Mo is not here. And Bill is here. Are you still here, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. And Lyndon Foley?
Yes, I'm here.
And Bob Garner?
Yes.
And Wally James?
Here.
And Dwayne Lark? Okay. Jamie Lawson? And Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
And I'm here. And P.K. McCary. And Paula Miller. Susie Moreno.
Present.
And Venetia Patel Adams.
Yeah.
And Philip Picone.
Here.
And Sandra Rowan. Nancy Sabara Naratomi. Can't hear you, Nancy. Deb Shafto. Can't hear you, Deb. Alex Sherwood. Can't hear you, Alex. Tangi Smith. I'm going to call Ro again just a moment, so I'm going to go back and call the ones I missed. Tangi Smith. Richard Uzel, I can't hear you. Rita Washington, can't hear you. Sandy Weinman. Sandy, are you there? Can't hear you. Ted Weisgall.
Here.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Okay, so it sounds like quite a few of them are here. So let me go back and recall the people that that didn't answer. Teresa Allen, are you there? Can't hear you, Teresa. Wesley Bethune, are you there? Can't hear you, Wesley. Adriana Casanal, are you there, Adriana? Can't hear you. And Mo is absent. Dwayne Lark, are you there? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Jamie Lawson, are you there? P.K. McCary, are you there? Can't hear you, P.K. Paula Miller, are you there? Can't hear you, Paula. Nancy Sabara Naratomi, are you there?
Yeah.
Can't hear you. Okay, hi, Nancy. Okay, so Deb Shafto, are you there? Deb Shafto, are you there? Can't hear you, Deb. Alex Sherwood, are you there? Can't hear you, Alex. Tangi Smith, are you there? Can't hear you, Tangi. Richard Uzel, are you there? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington, you there? Can't hear you, Rita. And last and not least, but Sandy Weinman, are you there? Can't hear you, Sandy. Okay, so let's see. We've got 10, 11 people present. I'm going to need some help here. 11 out of 20. Is it 25 or 26? One, two.
Well, it's less than half.
Yeah, less than half. So, but still, I don't know. I think you only need like one of you people, like Ted, for instance. Ted, you're a parliamentarian. How many do you need on this committee to make quorum?
You need more than half. That'd be 13.
Half plus one. Half plus one.
Okay. Well, it's 5:14, and I'm going to make a suggestion. Since most of the meetings start at a quarter after, I'm going to ask that we at least wait until 5:16 before adjourning. because I know that I've gotten confused in the past with the start time, because most of the meetings start at 5:15, so people just normally think that, oh, that's the precedent, you know. And so he had set this meeting for 5 rather than 5:15, and so we'll see. If you don't mind, if we could just wait until 5:16.
Well, Bill for the stack.
Ted for the stack.
Okay, Bill and then Ted.
Yeah, that's reasonable to me. And,
hello?
You know, I was going to ask, can you hear me?
Hello, I heard someone. Who came in?
Okay. Ted.
I'm sorry.
Ted came in also.
Adriana. Adriana? Yes. We cannot get in. It's a lot of people that cannot get in into the call. What's going on?
Is that what it is? Huh.
Well, could I finish?
Yes.
Because it relates to that. So what I was going to say, what I was going to suggest is that the we wait until the PMB decides what conference room service they're going to use, because it seemed like they've been having a lot of problems also, and LSB is having trouble, and I've heard some of the other LSBs are using it, and then let's just reschedule for next month at I don't know when, but you know. But let's wait and get a different conferencing service and wait till the PNB works something out. Because we were told last month or maybe 2 months ago we should use whatever service they use. You know, we were explicitly told don't use Zoom. And so, because it's not fair to have a lot of people not be able to get in. And we got more than half that are not absent. So, plus we don't have, you know,
five,
quorum either.
It's 5:16.
Okay,
now.
Ted?
One of the mistakes that this organization has made has been to set a standard for quorums for committee meetings that is not what you can typically expect to attend the meeting. Robert's Rules of Order suggests only if you don't set your special rules do you use that majority as being the standard for attendance. So I suggest that what we do is we go ahead and meet informally and address the things that we can do so that when we meet formally the next time, the body can either adopt what we have discussed or they can refuse to adopt what we've discussed, but at least we can get some business done, which it seems to me some people in this organization don't want business to get done. So we can go ahead and meet informally.
Point of order. Bethune is present.
Who?
Can you hear me? Bethune.
Wesley Bethune.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Wesley. Marianne,
Dwayne Larkin,
is Mo here?
No.
Oh, maybe he cannot get in either. You know, this is a joke. We know that it's a joke that somebody doing this on purpose. We know that. We wear a lot of people.
You don't know that Mo is sick. He sent in an email saying he's sick.
When he sent that?
Just a little bit ago, just before the meeting.
Okay, it's not what he talked to me before. He didn't say anything about it.
Okay, so
you receive an email from him. Okay, can I know who are on the call? I want to know who's the people on the call.
Well, yes, Tadria. I just have to check and see the attendance right now. If we have enough, we can go forward. First thing of order,
okay.
Business is to elect a chair and a secretary.
No, Marianne.
No, we have to make quorum first.
May I finish, Marianne? Thank you. I think that we need to select pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. And if I don't
send
an email... If I don't mistake, you said that you quit. You resigned to be the pro tem secretary. Do I have it wrong? Because you sent an email to all of us saying that, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Can we
but somebody has to take, somebody has to do take control of it until we elect a chair and a secretary.
Okay.
And I'm not, I have not resigned from the group. I have not resigned from the group. I've only resigned as the secretary.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Can we take a roll call and see how many people we have here?
Well, we've taken it, but let's go ahead and take it again, just to be sure. Teresa Allen, are you there?
We did roll, and we didn't have a quorum.
Yeah, but some
I'm leaving. This isn't fair to the others, and there's no point in doing something this time and doing it over again next month. It's just wasting everybody's time. So if y'all want to continue talking, go ahead, but I'm signing off. Thanks.
You're out of order.
Marianne, this is Duane. I have a question.
Now I have the floor.
Marianne, I have a point of order or something. It'll help us reach quorum.
Well, let me see here. Who was first? Ted, Gordon. Then who?
That was Duane.
Ted and Duane, and then Venetia? Okay. Ted, then Duane, then Venetia.
Ted spoke. It's Duane.
Yeah, I don't recall Ted requesting. He did speak.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Duane and then Venetia.
Yes, what I'd like to know is what has been declared a quorum? And if you could go, in spite of Bill leaving, with what your first thought was to find out how many people are on the call. But first, what constitutes a quorum of this committee right now?
They were telling me it's 50% plus one.
Yeah, I know.
And we have 26 people, so that would be, 14?
13. We need 13. Because they are 25 members, it means half is 12 and a half, it means 13 people. 13 people.
Right.
Okay, could you go ahead and call the, see how many people are on the line?
23. No, there's 26 people. There's 26, Adriana.
So that's 14.
And
I can count. I don't know what do you have in there. But
so that's 13 plus 1 would be 14.
I think that we're still 25, but, well, that's okay. Doesn't matter. We can have a count, please.
I sent out a minutes, and in the minutes it has all everybody's name. There's 26.
Can we have a roll call?
Okay. Teresa Allen, are you there, Teresa?
Teresa, she sent an email saying she resigned from the governance committee.
Exactly.
Will everyone please quit interrupting?
It's 25, then. It's 25. It's going to be 25. Okay, here's the roll call. Wesley Bethune, are you there, Wesley?
Here. I'm here.
Adriana Casanave, are you there, Adriana?
I'm here.
And Mo is absent. And Bill Crozier left. And Lyndon Foley, are you there, Lyndon?
Are you
muted? Apparently he left too.
He left too? Okay. And then, are you there, Lyndon? Okay. Bob Gardner, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James, are you there?
They left
Wally,
with our leader,
there?
Bill.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a protest.
No, that's just
okay.
Whatever.
And Duane Lark is here, right?
Yes.
And Jamie Lawson, are you there?
Point
Mike
of order.
Lewis, are you?
Point of order.
We are doing a roll call. If you can wait a few seconds. Thank you, Ted.
Mike Lewis, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here. And P.K. McCary, are you there? Can't hear you, P.K. Paula Miller, are you there? Can't hear you, Paula. And Susie, are you still there?
Yes, here.
Okay. And Venetia Patel Adams, are you still there?
Yes.
And Philip Pacone, are you still there?
Here.
And Sandra Rawline, are you there? And Nancy, are you there, Nancy? Are you still there?
I'm present.
And Deb Shafto, are you there? And Alex Sherwood, are you there? Can't hear you, Alex. Tangi Smith, are you there? Can't hear you, Tangi. Richard Uzel, are you there? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington, are you there? Cannot hear you, Rita. Sandy
Washington
Weinman, are you? Washington is there?
Yes.
Okay. And then Sandy Weinman, are you there?
He resigned.
Sandy Weinman resigned?
Yeah, I sent an email. Probably because you're not on the list, you didn't see it. I got it. We can verify that later.
Well, then that means that we only have 24 people.
Okay.
Okay, and Ted is here. Okay, so then we only need 12 people to meet the quorum. So we have one, two.
No, we need 13 anyway.
Oh, yeah, 13, that's right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10, 11. We only have 11 people.
Okay, so I have a question.
I have a point of order.
Okay, Ted was first, and who else was speaking?
Nancy with a question.
Okay, so Ted and then Nancy.
My point of order is that if people come on the call and they take roll and they say that they're here, and they don't say that they are leaving the call, it is inappropriate to take roll twice and to, on the second time, assume that they are absent. They may have hit mute like many people do, and they may still be on the call. So if they said that they're here and they did not say that they are leaving, they have to be assumed as still present.
7, 8.
That's not what we've been doing. We've read it again, and if they're not here, they're counted absent.
I have a question.
Okay, yeah, who was that?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
It doesn't really change it, but Mr. Alex, I forgot the last name, Alex something, he was there at the first meeting. And then when we did roll call, he did not appear at all. He did not answer at the roll call. This is the preliminary. So, and he was not at the rest of the meeting. So I don't know if he really is serious or not. But anyway, since he did not answer at the roll call, I don't think we should count him. But if Ted, what Ted just said, if that's really true, I don't think we ever did that, then still counts. We still need 12. I did not see the email from Sandy. If Sandy resigned, I'll have to take other people's word for it. I haven't seen it on my email yet. You did.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Adriana and then Rita.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adriana.
It counts 12 people. I don't know why you count 11 because I have 12 people here.
Uh-oh.
We have Philip. Hello? Who's there?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay.
Who's calling? PK?
Yes. Time, five came
okay.
And went. I've been on the computer, so my apologies for being late.
Oh, okay. Thank you for coming. We have 13 people already then, Marianne. We have we have Philip. We have Vinicia, Adriana, Dwayne Lark, Ted Wilson, Nancy, Wesley Betum, Bob Garner, Marianne, Mike Lewis, Susie Moreno, and PK, and Rita Washington. This is 13 people. Doesn't matter what, we have four. Madam Chair, can we go ahead, please?
So we have 13 people. And those 13 people, let me just write them down. It's
I'm Karen 12. Wesley?
Yes.
Bob, me, Dwayne Lark, Mike Lewis, Susie Moreno, Denise Patel, Philip Pacone, Nancy Cybarra, Rita, Ted, and PK.
We have 13 people. 13 people.
And Marianne?
Marianne, oh, okay, there it is. 13 people. Sorry, Marianne.
Okay, can we keep going, please?
So we have a meeting.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Nancy.
Okay, Nancy.
Was Wesley here at the first meeting, last meeting?
Yes, he was. Let's get on with the meeting.
Okay. I still can't get 12 here, but I don't know how y'all count.
Are we going to have an election?
I have to make sure I've got all the names so I can help the person, whoever's the secretary.
Marianne Martinez, do you want me to read the name because I have it in writing?
No, I'm gonna call out the attendance, and I want them to say their names, and I'll write it down, and then I'm going to give that information to the secretary. Okay. Wesley, are you here?
I'm sorry, Marianne, but you already...
Just let me finish it real quick, Adriana, and I'll write them all down. Wesley's here, right?
You cannot do that.
And Adriana. And then, let's see, Bob is here. And then... Wally left, and Dwayne is here, right? Dwayne?
Yes.
And then Jamie Larson, not here. Mike Lewis, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. And then myself, and then P.K. McCary, not here, right?
Yes.
P.K. McCary?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, P.K. is here now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then Paula Miller? Can't hear you, Paula. Susie Moreno?
Here.
And then Venetia?
I'm still here.
And Philip Pacone, are you here, Philip? Sandra Rawline, are you here? Oh, who was that? Philip? Philip Pacone is here. And then Sandra Rawline, are you here? Can't hear you, Sandra. Nancy is here.
Present.
And thank you, Nancy. And Deb Shafto, are you here? Can't hear you, Deb. Alex Sherwood, are you here? Can't hear you, Alex. Tangi Smith, are you here? Can't hear you, Tangi. Richard Uzel, are you here? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington, are you here?
Present.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. And Sandy Weinman, are you here? Oh, he resigned, right? And Ted.
Yes.
And Ted. Okay.
Yes.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I forgot who?
Bob Gardner. You have it?
No,
I didn't. He was the third one I called.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people. Okay, so let's go forward now. So now we have to elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem. That would be for one more meeting, and then after that, I believe you are going to elect
a
permanent. What?
Is that the third or the fourth time that we've done that roll call? I lost track.
Oh, it's been several times. It must have been
the exact number? Three or four?
The number right now is 13.
Yes. Let's continue.
Okay, who was that that just spoke?
I'm sorry, that was, this is Wesley.
Oh, Wesley?
Really,
okay, Wesley.
If we could go on the stream now and get on with our business.
Okay, well, first order of business, we have to elect a chair and a secretary. Are there any nominations for chair? Anybody want to chair the committee, please? Any volunteers? It would only be for one time. Just for one time until the next meeting. You're pro tem chair for one more meeting.
Madam Chair, Marianne, if you stop a few seconds, you can hear us.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Can
you have another roll call,
please? I'm trying to nominate Dinesha Patel Adams here to be chair, or Rita Washington.
Okay. Bob Gartner.
I'm sorry, I could not hear what Adriana said.
I volunteer Vinicia Patel Adams as chair pro tem in next meeting.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
Yes.
Okay, who is it, Bob?
I've been saying my name. I nominate myself. You haven't
okay.
heard me?
Bob Gartner. Okay, anybody else? It's Vinicia and Bob. Anyone else?
Wait, did someone nominate me?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Are you okay with that, Vinicia?
I'd rather not.
Okay, so it defaults to Bob then. If there's no other nominations, Bob will be our pro tem chair. Okay, now we're going to move on to the secretary. Any volunteers to be a pro tem secretary for one meeting?
Yes, I volunteer.
Okay, are there any other volunteers? Hearing none, Adriana is the pro tem secretary. Okay, so I guess from... Yes, ma'am.
I have a question before we start the meeting. Is
this yes.
being recorded by Maestro? Because they told us to use that number because they are recording. Is it being recorded? Anybody heard that when they came up to the...
I haven't heard that. No, I haven't heard that.
I heard it.
Remember,
who heard that?
Mo is the chair, was the chair setting it up. And so, remember, he's not, he's kind of new at this. So I'm not sure what he's done, but I don't think that he knows that much about Maestro because I don't even know that much about Maestro.
Bob Gardner said that he heard that in the recording when he came in.
Yes, I don't know.
He stated in the recording at the beginning of my call. That's all
perfect.
I know.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
I don't know.
Not on mine.
Doing it. They're probably doing it for internal purposes.
I didn't hear anything when I called.
Madam Chair.
That's okay. Now, we've already elected a chair, you guys. So now at this point, I have to turn it over to the chairman, who is Bob. The pro tem chair is Bob Gartner, and the secretary is going to be Adriana. Are you guys ready to take over?
Yes.
Okay. Take
thank
it away.
Marianne. Thank you,
take
Marianne.
Take it away.
Yeah, thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
Bob, this is Chad. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Mrs. Patel Adams, I would like to put a motion on the agenda.
All right. Ted?
I asked before Ted or V. I wanted to say
you did?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, PK's first then.
Okay. Maestro, if you said ahead of time, will say when it's recording and only one person may hear it. I know Maestro. I don't know it as well as I do, Zoom, but I know that Maestro, you set it to record ahead of time when you're setting everything up, and when it starts recording, it says it, and only probably the first person is the one who triggers it, if that helps.
Okay, well, let's table that discussion for the time when we address our teleconferencing issues, and I would hope that could be included in today's meeting. But that is interesting and probably useful information.
Okay.
And then
Ted?
Ted.
Or tell.
I
go ahead, Ted.
I have four motions that shared with the committee, I shared with Mo, and I've also shared it with the National Governance Committee. One of them has to do with
Can I interrupt you for a second? Has everyone received those motions from Ted today? He mailed in today about midday.
I saw them. This is Susie.
Has anyone not seen them? Has anybody not seen Ted's motions that he sent out today?
I have not. This is Bethune.
Okay, Ted, go ahead and say what else you want to say.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This is Adriana.
All right, what's your point of order?
Yes, sir. To start, in order for somebody, we have the first thing that we need. Can you ask a member, please, to, if they are not speaking, to mute? The first thing that we need to do is read what is the draft agenda, and after we start with the approval of the agenda, then we can go, and once that somebody presents the draft agenda, somebody can ask for modifying the agenda or for amending the agenda. May I finish, sir? What I'm saying is, according to the draft agenda, we elect pro tem chair and pro tem secretary before the approval of the agenda. We invert that. We already done it. And then the next point will be approval of the agenda. When we you open the floor, somebody can jump up and talk about it.
All right.
Thank you.
Fine. I'm going to say that we're going to entertain these two other discussions, and then we'll consider that. Ted, will you please continue?
I have four motions. One concerns the continued service of Bill Crozier in this foundation. One concerns reports to the listeners, which is in the general manager's job description. One relates to the management collaborating with the local station board regarding programming. And the last one calls for the announcement of meetings, committee meetings and board meetings on the airwaves of KPHT. I would like all four of these items to be considered as items for discussion and a vote at today's governance committee meeting.
Second.
It doesn't require a second. I'm just saying I want it on the agenda.
That's fine with me. Does anybody have an objection to that?
Adriana?
You have an objection?
Mr. Chair, if you give me the floor, I can explain my objection to this. I don't believe we are in a proven agenda. We present one by one the motion. That is the way to work. No, a whole package there. Most people said that they didn't even read. We need to go one by one and approve every amendment by itself. Okay?
One by one.
Yes.
The motions.
Point of order.
Agenda items.
Ted, what's your point of order?
That it is out of order to approve a standard agenda. These items that I've just presented are new business. It is the standard agenda this body should follow. If you want me to read, I've marked the pages in Robert's Rules of Order that say formal approval of an agenda is not necessary. Anybody can do what I just did and place items on the agenda. That is what I've done, and we should move forward without debating the approval of the agenda. We should move
Mr.
forward.
Chair, Mr. Chair, I ask for the floor to explain the point of order because it's being changed. I didn't say.
All right, Adriana, what else do you have to say?
What
else do you have to say, Adriana?
That's why, sir, what I said is when you open the approval of the agenda, then everybody can say that they have amendments. But the amendments need to go and approve one by one. Nobody can jump and put 10 items there and then monopolize the whole agenda. That's not the
All
way
right.
things work.
Well, here's my ruling on that. These are not amendments. Maybe you picked a lesser choice of words than one you would prefer, and I'm going to entertain Ted's motion in total for the meeting today or whenever we can get to it. Venetia, what do you have to say?
Okay, I have a motion that I hope you will entertain putting before Ted's four motions. My motion is that we implement progressive stack in this committee and that we recommend to the LSV to... Progressive stack is basically where, you know how we have regular stack, which is like just the order that people speak up. Progressive stack is where people of color and women of color, trans people, even people that like don't usually speak up will move to the head of the stack. So for example, like right now, PK and myself and Ted had asked to be on the stack. And so I think that it would have made sense if like PK went first because she doesn't speak a lot. And then if I went second because I'm not a man, and then if Ted went last, that's basically progressive stack.
Okay. I'll entertain it. That motion can be on the agenda too, and I have some opinions about that, which I will reserve for the time when we entertain that discussion.
Call the question. Call the question.
Well, if it's okay with everyone else, can we move that in front of Ted's motions so that it's something that we can actually get started on, and it shouldn't take a very long time. Certainly, it's no four motions.
We can put it second. I have something to say, and I would hope that I can speak as chair regarding a motion that I did put out. May I finish? I put this in writing to Mo. I don't know if everyone got it, but I have a motion for the meeting today, and I think it should take priority. So I'd be happy to put it at number two. Is that fine with you?
I didn't get the motion. This is Susie.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. What is it?
Mine? Teleconferencing. I seem to recall that Dwayne Lark volunteered to chair a subcommittee on teleconferencing, and I just kind of wanted to hear from him as to the progress that may or may not be being made, particularly in light of what happened at the LSB meeting last Wednesday. Susie, did you have something to say?
I just was saying that I didn't get it. What day did it go out? I'm just looking for it right now.
I don't know if you got it. I know I sent it to Mo. If you were in his list for his communications, then you probably have got it. I may have sent it this morning, early this morning, or yesterday. He was being hounded for the last few days for an agenda, and I think he finally got one published maybe this morning or late last night, and it was a rather generic agenda, and then he got some observations made by people regarding that generic agenda. So chances are some of you, or maybe all of you, haven't, except for myself, haven't seen any of that. So it's good that we're voicing these things right now at the beginning of this meeting so that we all know kind of what we're looking at. I think.
Nancy, what do you have to say?
Yes, I did not receive Ted's motion that he, or are there more than one? I'm looking for Ted's whatever.
You can find Ted's motion in his letter to the PNB earlier this last week. This is Sunday,
oh,
so
it's on June the 14th at 2 p.m.
It's the same thing that he wants discussed today in our meeting. The 4 points.
Right?
The 4 points he puts late in that letter. That's what he's talking about.
It's in the
point
of information.
Marianne?
Well, are you talking about the teleconferencing, the motion that was made on the teleconferencing?
No, the subject shifted to Ted's motion, and I was making reference to Nancy that Ted sent that out because he's on the PNB governance, and he made the same motions to the national organization, and you may not have gotten that again because of the screw ups on your email, All right. Will everyone please note this, that if you communicate by email, please make sure that you have Marianne included separately because she is not on the LSB list. So if you want to address your concerns to everyone, put Marianne separately on your email.
Yeah, I'm not on the list. And either are you, right, Bob?
I am. Ron Garner happens to be on it.
Me neither.
Mr.
Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I make a point of order, and according to our rules, when somebody make a point of order, we need to go, the chair need to answer, and the body will accept or not the decision of the chair. My point of order is that you cannot jump and put four motions all together because you are monopolizing. I said, the motion need to present it one at a time. I don't have any problem when he presenting motions. But when you present motions all together,
all right.
Chair, can you finish? Can I finish and then you can answer yes or no?
I thought you were done.
I will accept or not your decision.
All right. Well, how much difference does it make?
Well,
how much difference does it make?
For me, obviously, that's what I'm saying. If somebody can jump and put four
Wesley.
Motions all together, we cannot act like a block. What I'm saying, other people want different amendment to the agenda, different motions. Well, everybody need to have a fair share or a fair shot at this. Okay?
Okay. Understood.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to this comment by Adriana, please?
All right, Ted. Go ahead.
My intention is not to dominate the meeting. If other people have other items and you want to push mine to the back, that's fine. I've got four. You can address them in any way you see fit.
Okay.
Wesley on the stack.
It's
Wesley.
Not what I said, and you need to answer,
Wesley. Adriana, will you please restrain yourself? Wesley, you have the floor.
Sir, I will want that you answer to my point of order as chair, and then I will decide if it's accepted or not.
Are you asking for a follow-up, Adriana?
No, sir. I say my point of order.
Well, then how can you just start talking then?
No, you have to, because you gave me the floor to make the point of order, and you need to answer the point of order. That is, and I will accept.
Oh, you're asking me for okay.
I
thought I gave my answer. My answer is, if Ted wants to lump them together as four, or he wants to write them out separately one by one, I will take that either way. Okay. That's my rule.
Well, then, Mr. Chair, you know, I challenge your ruling.
Fine. What do we have to do? Take a vote?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Will the Secretary please conduct the vote? All those
yes,
that all those who are in favor of having Ted's four motions, which I personally consider as being, okay, Ted's four motions taken together, vote yes, and those who want them separately, vote no. Secretary, will you please take the vote?
Yes. Let me look at my list. Vinicia Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Okay. Let's see. Vinicia. Dwayne Lark.
I vote.
I'm sorry? No? Let's see, because it's so difficult. I had it. Ted Weissel.
I abstain. Remember, I said in
I'm
this
sorry,
case, okay?
Mr. Chair, I'm taking a vote. You cannot jump the stack. I'm taking a vote, and I'm asking Ted to answer. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't care. So I'm not voting.
You're not voting. Okay, Ted is not voting. Nancy Saibara.
No.
Okay. Nancy vote no. Wesley Bethune.
I was going to move to divide Ted's motion.
That's what I was trying to do, exactly.
But I would have done it by moving to divide rather than this, but that's what I wish to do. Divide
it. Okay, then you are voting no in the block or yes on the block?
You can vote present.
He already expressed what we want. Okay, Marianne Martinez.
No. Divide.
Yes.
Marianne Martinez votes yes. Okay. Mike Lewis.
No.
Lewis votes no. Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Moreno voted yes. Rita Washington.
No.
Rita Washington votes no. P.K. McCurry.
Abstain.
Okay. P.K. abstain. Let's see. Philip Picon.
Who?
Philip.
Philip, are you muted? Picone.
Can you just move on and come back to him?
Oh, my God.
Philip here. Did somebody ask me a question?
Is that you, Philip?
That's me.
How do you vote, Mr. Philip Picone?
And we're talking about whether we listen to Ted's four motions as one?
No, put it all in block or one by one?
I say he gets one, and then we move on to another person. Okay. And then we move on to the third person, and then he comes back and he gets to do number four.
Perfect. Okay, I put you like you know. That was what I was thinking too. The only one that needs to vote is myself. I vote, obviously, to divide, not to put it all together. And Bob, do you want to vote? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that wants to divide, 2 that doesn't, and 2 till now, or 3 abstention. I'm not sure with Wesley Bethune what he wants to do.
I think I'll reverse myself and I'll go with the no.
With a no. Perfect. Okay. Then the motion will be presented one by one, putting in the middle the other people too. Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right.
Clear? Okay.
Okay, now, Adriana, you've been referring to the agenda. I have these. I moved the computer over here where I can see the agenda, and there are several items on the agenda. I think we're at the we can be at approval of agenda, but I would like to argue that we don't need really to take time with we do or we do not approve the agenda. I would like to see us. May I finish? I would like to see us just. Huh? What?
It's exactly. We are not talking about that. What we are, we already vote in present on the amendment. That is where we are now, Mr. Chair.
Amendment.
We're amending.
You mean the review? Okay, number five? Are you talking about?
No, Mr. Chair. I'm talking about amendment means that everybody that have a motion, one by one, will be presented now, and the whole committee will vote if they want it or not in this agenda.
Okay. So you want to bring up each motion for a vote? Is that what you're saying?
Amending the agenda, Bob. We're adding.
Say that again. To add them to the agenda? Okay.
We are talking about starting one by one to present the motion. You can call people and they talk about their motion. And once they present their motion.
All right. Okay. I think I understand now. Okay. On the motion that I presented, does everyone agree to add it to the agenda? Anyone object? And that would be the number one motion, position number
point of
one.
Point of order. Anybody can put anything on the agenda, and you as chair can put it before the body in whatever order you think. The body cannot stop any idea or any motion from being included in the agenda.
Okay.
Can I indulge you to explain to me what it is Adriana's talking about then?
Point of order. Adriana, I just made a point of order, and you have to make a decision, or you can open it up for discussion to the body before you make a decision. But as I just said, you have the freedom, and everyone has the freedom to add items to the agenda. And
okay.
I would like you to make a ruling before you take
all
on
right.
another point of order.
Okay, well, my decision then is to add all these items to the agenda and break yours apart as being one by one. And the first motion will be the one I presented. The second one will be the one Vanessa presented. And the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth will be the ones you presented. So let's take motion number one on the teleconferencing. Can we get a report from Mrs. Lark on that, or anyone presenting who's the chair of that subcommittee?
Hey.
And that I'm correct?
Hey, Bob.
Yes?
How come yours is first?
Who cares? Let's just get on with it.
Amen.
Well, because I don't think we're going to get to the other one, so, like,
if
no one else cares, then can mine be first?
We already made it. Oh, my God.
I made a ruling, Venetia. So can we move on? Mr. Lark?
Thank you. I've been very quiet here. Now,
there
I
you
believe
have.
You listened to Ted about not approving an agenda. And this is one of the reasons why you do approve agenda. You won't spend 30 minutes talking about what can be added and what can't be added. And if you approve an agenda in the beginning, then it would require two-thirds motion of the body, two-thirds of the body to agree to add or change it. So in the future, it is my opinion that if a proposed agenda is proposed, and all individuals who participate in this committee can send their requests to the chair. It ought to be the chair's discretion and professionalism to put them on the way that it came in and the order it came in. All this mess of the last 30 minutes can be avoided. That's why Robert rules permit or not permit an approval of an agenda. I thank you for listening.
I second that.
I second that.
Can we get your report on the teleconferencing matter?
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't have a report because I was carrying your water on getting it on the agenda in the first place. That's your motion.
Are you talking about getting it on the governance agenda?
No, I'm not part of the governance committee at the national level.
No, no. Let me just. Okay. Let me make
point
sure
of information.
But pardon me for just a minute. Let me make sure that I am correct, because I don't know that I am. But didn't you, at one of our governance meetings, or the other governance meeting we had, bring up the teleconferencing issue and say that you would investigate it?
Meeting, because it had been sitting on the vine for a while and you couldn't get it on the agenda, or you couldn't get it considered on the agenda.
Okay,
I spoke up at that time.
All right.
Point of information.
Who is this, Marianne?
Marianne. Hey guys, you know, at the last meeting, I see it right here on my minutes, was that Duane moved to form that task force on teleconferencing, and the following committee members volunteered to form the committee. It was Duane, Ted, Lyndon Foley, Adriana, P.K. McCary, and Venetia Patel Adams.
Okay. Well, then I take it. I think a point of information is supposed to be styled in the form of a question, right? Yeah. Anyway,
if she has information germane to the subject, she can offer the information as well, and it can be
okay.
A request for information as opposed to.
All right. Well, I'm fine with that. Thank you for that, Marianne, and that is very informative. And it sounds like there is nothing at this time to advance that. Let me just say that with all this mess that keeps coming up on teleconferencing, I think this committee, if at all possible, would be able to expedite those issues and get those completed, because we've seen how the LSB meetings are progressing, and my motion is still on the agenda for the LSB, but it's like in the fourth position, I think. Let's move on. That's all the only thing I had to say. Who wants to speak?
I had asked to be on staff. I have a question.
All right. Go ahead.
I thought that Duane was going to call everyone together. My understanding was that Duane was, like, leading this task force and was going to, you know, call a meeting or something, and I had been waiting for that, and so
okay.
I hope that you're still willing to do that.
Let's have a very brief discussion on the work of that subcommittee, and perhaps we can determine here who could take the lead on that, given that they have more time or whatever. All right, what would you like to say, Ms. Dillard?
We already determined that, unless Duane doesn't want to do that anymore.
Mr. Lark?
I apologize if anyone understood that I was going to convene that meeting. I know that word didn't come out of my mouth, but I wanted to push to make sure that it was formed. And anyone who's part of that group who volunteered very well can move it. But based on, I say it again and again and again, based on my over commitment at the PNB level and these local meetings and the LSB and my own life and my business, I'm not committing to running that committee. I'm not committing to convening that committee. I just committed to get it up the pool and start.
He's asking for the floor.
All right, who's next?
I am.
Adriana asked
PK,
for the
floor. Go ahead. PK and then Adriana. Go ahead, PK.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that I kind of took the lead, and the lead that I took was putting an email out to everybody, and I didn't have Mr. Foley's information at the time, but I put it out and nobody really responded. However, I think that I am probably
in a position to give a report about the issues of a better sense of the way we can handle our meetings in the future. It doesn't necessarily have to be Zoom. Zoom and Maestro are comparable. They're almost exactly the same platform. The difference is whoever controls the hosting of it can do things like not let people speak or mute them or drop them. All of that's available in the project. We need people, maybe an outside, my suggestion.
It's available in the, excuse me, it's available in the what?
It's available, both of them are similar. And
okay.
What I'm suggesting is that the person who hosted also has the control. And that's the problem. Because when people are saying that they're being dropped, sometimes it can be technology, but a lot of times it's part and parcel of the person who is in control. I'm suggesting that maybe an outside person who's like a member or whatever volunteer to host it in either Maestro or Zoom, and that person has no dog in the race and can make sure that people are being heard. I also suggest that even though not everybody has, you know, smartphones or whatever, Zoom allows you to be able to get online, even if you have a flip phone, and still be part of a system that can see people and otherwise acknowledge who's there. So it is time to come to the 21st century. That's the simplicity of it. It's time to come into the 21st century, and there's not just me, but there are other people who can do it and make sure that people are heard, participating, and fairly.
Well, let me ask you, what would be your suggestion to get this, to put some meat on the bone over this whole thing? Would a meeting, a brief hour-long meeting with the committee members be good, a couple of meetings like that? But people like yourself that have experience because of your profession, let's say, knowledge of these different platforms to talk about this and make have one, maybe more than one choice that we could feel quite a bit more confident in?
Well, I don't think you need to talk about it any longer. A lot of people who are already on here know about Zoom, and Maestro should be able to do the same thing. The problem is who controls the Maestro, who controls the Zoom. It doesn't matter which one you use. You just need to try at least and find out how it can work together for everybody. I don't think that there's any point in discussing and bantering back and forth, because I've been talking about this since I got on and saw what Maestro did. I sent it to the PMB, I sent it to the LSB, but the people in control, or whenever there's a majority in you know, in this pandemic of us not being able to get along with AKPFT, it's been ignored. I think we should just do it. And we should do it. And I'm willing to volunteer to host it and to show people how it works. And I've offered that before.
Okay. Adriana?
Thank you. Mr. Pierre, I want to say something. When we try to use other platforms, we were told that we could not, because of the Pacifica Foundation need to have the recordings, and they will be the ones having the recordings. When I try to use a different platform, That is what I received. But everybody that listened to last Thursday, PMB.
Adriana, can you be more specific about what you're referring
to? Can you be a little patient?
No, I'm talking.
You gave me the floor. She has
all right,
the floor.
But I'm trying to understand what you're talking about.
That's why. Let me finish, and maybe in my convoluted way to talk, maybe I can express what I'm trying to say. I said everybody that listened to the PMB meeting of last Thursday know that they were really, I don't want to use terminology here, but they have even 35 minutes that they had no meeting at all because somebody was playing or something wrong was happening, and they are trying to drop the Maestro conference. They are trying to get a different platform. That happened in the PMB. And the second thing that I said was when I tried to use a different platform instead of the Maestro conference, I received from the people that, you know, manage that, the PMB, the ITs, they told me, no, you need to use a number that is Maestro because we have the obligation to have the recording of the meeting. Okay? What I'm trying to say with all of this is we cannot move forward. We can investigate all that we want and have our ideas, but the one that is making that decision right now sounds that is the PMB because they are being sabotaged too with the Maestro, and they are trying to drop the Maestro conference. We are not independent. We are a committee, a standing committee of the PMB.
Okay.
They will give us the guidances. Okay?
Dwayne, to the
thank
stack.
You.
Right. Anyone else,
like
Dwayne?
I'd like to be added
go
to
ahead.
The stack.
Oh, go I'm ahead, Dwayne.
That. Okay. Relative to what Adriana just said, I think it's very clear that Maestro has served its purpose, and it has frustrated a number of people over the last few years. I think we're at a point now at the PNB that we will not be using Maestro, maybe as early as this week or next week. And the concern that anyone will have, whether or not the local uses Zoom or free conference call or whatever the case may be, is that you will need to have a recording that you can place up on KPFTX. That's the only requirement that we require to have these meetings on recording available to the public at some time in the future. Doesn't say it have to be streamed. There's no CPP requirement for streaming. But I think what we've proven, at least the last meeting we had with the PNB last Thursday, it wasn't perfect on Zoom, but it certainly proved to be a bit better than Maestro. So I think what we'll be going to immediately is Zoom. The problem with Zoom is that you have to pay if you're going to be on a meeting for more than 45 minutes. And then the question gets to be, the question is, who's going to pay? So that's the governance decision that the PNB is going to have to make for the local, because I think we've been using Alex Dime and his access to Zoom, Alex being the chair. So here locally, we'll have to decide whether we're going to have the station pay that $19.95 or $24.95 or whatever it is, because we can't use the free portion. And an advantage of Zoom is that all these other games that people play with muting people, you'll see that if you're on your computer, or even some smartphones will show you that when you get muted. And who's talking and who's making noises to circumvent a clarity. So I think there's some advantages to Zoom, but in a nutshell, I believe the PNB will be going to Zoom as early as Thursday.
Okay.